US officials are insisting a cyber attack late last year did not compromise White House classified systems, but refused to confirm reports that Russia was behind the breach. The White House in October said it noticed suspicious activity on the executive office network, which is made up of President Obama's closest advisers. Our correspondent in Washington is Simon Marks.
We're being told, frankly, not very much. US officials have been very tight-lipped about this investigation. We already knew that an investigation was underway into what was believed to be Russian hacking of State Department computers. Now, Ben Rhodes, who's a senior advisor to President Obama, has told CNN in an interview that the United States has concluded that having broken into the State Department computer system, the Russians were then somehow able to port themselves over into the unclassified computer system at the White House. And the emphasis here that the White House is choosing to put, of course, is on the unclassified nature of all of this. They say that at no point were any classified computer systems falling prey to Russian hackers, as certainly as far as they're disclosing publicly. However, they do concede that even in that unclassified system, the hackers would have been able to see materials and gather information that had not previously been put into the public domain, things like details of President Obama's diary, his calendar. So that raises all sorts of questions, of course, not just about the president's own personal security, but about national security as well, because inevitably there is a relatively fine line to be drawn between some of the things that end up in the unclassified system that have not previously been made public or placed in the public domain.
Do we know how long it was happening before they realized?
No, it's very unclear how long and exactly when this was going on for, nor indeed how quickly they were able firmly to shut the door. And in fact, they acknowledge that they haven't completely shut the door on the ability of these hackers to take a look at the State Department's computer systems. They said that they made several attempts to change security protocols, but they believe that even after security protocols were changed, the hackers were still able to continue gaining access occasionally to the State Department system. But of course, they don't want to say too much publicly about all of this. And I suspect that behind the scenes, an investigation and a determination about what to do about all of this is still taking place.
Any comments from the Russians?
No response from the Russians, but, you know, this entire episode proves once again that the relationship between the United States and Russia is once again in a deep freeze. And in many ways, all of this, of course, is redolent of the old Cold War between Washington and Moscow, albeit with new tools of espionage that are being used.
And one might think that if the Russians can access the White House computers, the Americans can access the Kremlin's.
Mary, you certainly wouldn't get any American official to suggest for a moment that the United States might be engaged in that sort of action. However, one can certainly say that in the past, when the U.S. has accused the Chinese government, and particularly the Chinese army, of being involved in attempts to hack into government and corporate computer systems here in the United States, the Chinese have turned around to the United States and say, well, you've got a bit of a nerve because we know that you're trying to do exactly the same thing here. We'll have to see whether the Russians respond in kind.
That's our correspondent in Washington, Simon Marks.